Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Whenever any chance or any circumstance or any time you feel that you're ready to die for somebody else, that is when you got it. You got the total of it. You know, even you sacrifice yourself, you don't mind your life for your kids, for your wife, your mother, your father, even your dog. At that moment, you're in total connection with your love.
The story of Mr. Feliciano Pulianga truly exemplifies this noble love. January the 2nd, 2010, was a warm, sunny day in Auckland, New Zealand. Feliciano, father of five, decided to take his family to enjoy an outing at Glenbrook Beach. It was a regular bonding activity for the close-knit family.
He loves to take us to the beach, which he lost his life. Each and every one of our family or relation came from Tonga, who do his best to take them over there. It's like a family atmosphere for us.
While his 9-year-old son, Tino, and 10-year-old niece, Helena Lata, were out swimming off near the boat ramp, they got caught in strong currents and were carried out further to sea. Panicked, the children screamed for help. As Tino recalls, "Dad was watching just in case we drowned, so I yelled out, 'Help, Dad, please help me out.'" Feliciano immediately swam out towards the two children with another man. They reached Helena first, and the other man brought her ashore. In the meanwhile, Feliciano got a hold of his son. Tino said he held me up in the ear. When rescuers returned to the site, they found Feliciano was still holding his son up above the water while he himself was submerged. Tino was safely taken ashore, but sadly, Feliciano was unable to be revived through CPR.
Feliciano was loved by us. And he spoiled his children with anything they need. He tried his best to give. Also us sisters and brothers' children. He treated them special, like his own. He made them, each and every one of them, like his favorite person.
The Pulianga family, now living in New Zealand, originally hailed from the glorious kingdom of Tonga. The courageous nature of this friendly people can be found in their native son, Feliciano Pulianga. The Puliangas shared with the Supreme Master Television the wonderful memories they have of a hero they lovingly call son, brother, husband, and father.
It's hard to me to say for my husband. My husband is a loving man. Since we met until he died, we got five boys, no girl. all his sisters and all his niece. He called them that his daughters. I don't know what he can do wrong for us. I don't remember anything. All I know is a loving man, kind man. My dad used to come by weekends so I can play on the holidays.
My name is Benedicto. My dad likes to hear song.
Oh, he likes to hear singing. It's lovely.
Can you sing?
That was lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
For each of his familial roles, the 37-year-old man carried it out to his best, and in turn he earned the deep affection and respect of all who knew him. Dedicated, warm-hearted, and generous, Feliciano's endearing qualities are admired and appreciated by his loved ones.
Feliciano being in a 11 family sibling, and he was the youngest boy, which we only have two boys, and he was spoiled by us. In the early age, I grew up with him. Feliciano would do anything he want or spend the whole day in bed, and we just let him be. When we moved to New Zealand, he met his wife, Elizabeth. He was a changed man. He do all he can to look after his young family. He worked long hours to make sure he provide for his family.
He taught me an important thing in the world for me. He's a kind and lovely person, so soft. He loves everyone. He's a good person I ever know.
Hi, my name is Tiny. I'm the youngest sister of Feliciano. I was staying with my brother for a short time. I get away with anything I want. He was the youngest out of the boys. I was the youngest out of the whole family. My brother loves all of us, but I think I was special to him. You have to pay everything in this country, but I was staying with my brother for free. Everything I want, I will get it from him. Sometimes I'm just driving around until I'm running out of petrol, and I will stop at his place, sneaking into his room and ask him for money. He will try his best to cover it.
The memories of Feliciano's loved ones paint a portrait of a devoted family man, whose last earthly deed truly lived up to the praises about his selfless spirit. Supreme Master Ching Hai recognized his noble love and courage with a posthumous Shining World Hero Award.
Our family is trying to recover from this, but we see it as a blessing. We find our own way to cope with grieve and try to be strong for his children. We will forever remember him. He has his special name for each and every of our children. I have so many things to say about my brother, but I don't know where. All I know, he was special to all of us. We will forever remember him.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television, our program on the Shining World Hero Award for Mr. Feliciano Pulianga will return after these brief messages.
We really miss him. We all love you, Lai. Rest in peace.
I love you, Lai, so much. Sometimes I feel lonely. But I know that he's in the right place. Thanks for everything that you guys have done for us. But at the same time, you recorded the memories back to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us again for today's Shining World Hero Award series on Supreme Master Television. In January 2010, Mr. Feliciano Pulianga, devoted husband and father of five children, gave his life to save his son Tino and niece Helena from drowning. For his selfless act of courage, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Feliciano Pulianga with the posthumous Shining World Hero Award that was presented to Tino to receive on behalf of his loving father. The ceremony was held at Tino's school.
Dear Tino, it was with tears that we read about how courageously noble and loving your wonderful dad was when he saved your precious life and that of your cousin, little Helena. A man like your father stands tall in the heavenly halls of honor, and we also wish to honor him with the Shining World Hero Award. This award is presented in recognition of the exceptional courage he showed by risking his all for the sake of helping you and Helena. Such bravery in the face of danger is the mark of a true hero filled with love and protection for his family. Though the swirling currents of the ocean may be strong, the deep currents of love in the human heart are stronger still. The nobility and purity of your father's actions in saving your life have created a bond between you that no ocean on earth is strong enough to break. In this you are greatly blessed. Look around you. How many sons have a hero for a father? How many sons are loved so deeply? In his final deed, your father gave you a very precious gift. Look inside your heart. You will find it there. And so it is that his legacy, what is left behind, will go on and on. God always has a reason for doing things. It may appear so unfair at times. But perhaps he has completed his mission on earth and now is free to stay in heaven, waiting to be reunited with his loved ones. As you mature, this gift will grow in you, and you too will become a mighty man of courage and pure love. How proud you must be of him. It is certain that your Father in heaven will continue to love, protect, and cherish you, because true love is eternal. God bless you and your family and all those you love, Tino. Kia kaha whanau.
With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I'm very happy to see you guys coming. I don't know what I'm going to do to say thank you for you guys for coming. You know, my family, my husband's family, I appreciate it for everything. My family, thank you.
In addition to the award plaque and letter of appreciation, Supreme Master Ching Hai gifted $2,000 to the Pulianga family for funeral expenses. They also received gifts such as Supreme Master Ching Hai's music CDs and lecture DVDs, as well as her number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. We all appreciate the award you gave us and all the stuff you gave me to read. Thank you. We all love you and thank you for sending us this.
Thank you.
I would like to thank my uncle that rescued me and Bernardino for jumping so the river and for helping us try our best.
Although the departure of Feliciano from this world left a void in their family, the Puliangas have found solace and strength to overcome their grief in Supreme Master Ching Hai's love and words of comfort.
But he died is a gift for us, like you said, Master. It's a gift for us. We don't blame, but we pray for him. I thank you very much for your supporting for my family and the Shining Award. I can't believe you do that for us. And it's unforgettable. Thank you very much. We all love you. And don't pray, don't stop praying for us and my family. And we all pray for you too. Thank you very much.
From his youngest, 13-month-old baby, to his eldest, 10-year-old child, their father's heroic act will forever be a testament of his boundless love for his family and serve as a shining example of a noble human being for them. In an international gathering with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained the true meaning of the highest love.
Love is like that. It doesn't have to be, you know, like a demonstration of tears or hugs or letters or long-winded sentences or big poetry. It doesn't have to be. Just know it in your heart, yeah, that you're willing to lay down your life even, if necessary, for anyone. If your heart is like that, know that you're in charge yourself, that you really are in that love and you did not lose anything of it, and you are just great.
We thank the Pulianga family for opening their hearts to honor their beloved Feliciano. As Feliciano's selfless spirit continues to watch over them from heaven, may the Puliangas be blessed with inner tranquility and divine love. Caring viewers, thank you for joining us today. Words of Wisdom is up next after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. On occasion of Father's Day this year, may we all cherish the tender moments with family and friends in heaven's infinite grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.